One of my absolute faves, it's Ezra, Nkosazana daughter, and Kausar Small on the ones and twos. Impi Yempilo, that's the name of the song. She's got a love poem that's coming a bit later on. Nkateko Nkosi, goddamn good.
Yes.
Right? Correct. Welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to you.
Thank you so much for coming. Yeah. Where did the journey of poetry begin for you?
So I feel like the journey of poetry has been something that's always been within me. So I can't really say it started here. But as from the tender age of like being 10, I've always fallen in love with words, with books. I always like to make the joke that people used to say you're like overly emotional. Drama. You've got this thing. And
that's
always felt like art is something that embodies that. You know, when you're being an empath and you're compassionate, it's always nice to, you know, do something that aligns with me.
And when you say this is something that's always been within, how did you then find that writing is what makes you express whatever you're feeling inside much better?
Okay, so that's when I started journaling. You know, you get to an age where you just want to kind of writing your feelings in a book. And I've always had like a really great way of just putting words together. So I was around about 10 years old when I started doing like iStatFert. You know, you're in school and you've got drama classes and you're always that one shining where your teacher's like, you must be here, you must be here. So that's when it all started for me. And cultivating it took a very long time. Because we are stuck in such this, you know, conformity of how life should be and the type of professions that we should have. So I never thought at some point that I could possibly do this as a profession of sort.
And here you are now.
Yes.
You're a poet.
I am. I absolutely love it.
How's that journey been like? I think especially as people who come from an African black community, things like the media space are still a bit shunned because we don't really have enough reference.
True.
You don't have someone to look at that's close to you and say, no, but they've made it. So what's that journey been like for you?
Very challenging. I think, like I said, we're in a black community, right? So words like depression, words like vulnerability are not things that are very like spoken about. Moreover, sila elo in the Lowveldtuin, very conservative town. Now you want to get on stage and you say this is how you feel. You know what I mean? So, but it's been a journey of acceptance. You know, it's allowing myself to not ask permission to pursue the things that excite me and that ignite me. I think that's about it, you know.
And is there ever a time in your career, in your creativity, where it was just so dark that you could not write?
I think, funny enough, it is the darkest times that you
that
find
get you writing.
True. I always say that poetry is about waltzing with the darkness. It is about telling us where the night has kissed you. You understand? I think that's when I find most of my writing. And I think every other artist can also attest to that. When I'm in a good space, it becomes much more difficult for me to express myself.
I hear you. What are you working on right now?
Ooh, I'm actually working on a nice project, like a small EP. I think I've started to enjoy more topics like Afrocentric topics. You know, looking into our roots and finding myself. Nkulume vele, you know, it was English all the way. And the more you start to self-discover yourself and you see what you're about, ufunza lokuthi there's so much to say. You know, there's so much inspiration all around us, you know. So I think that's where I'm at the moment, working on a small project. I think I'm taking the format of poetry and putting it into music and seeing how that sits. And that's been amazing.
I love that you speak about self-discovery because I think as a young black woman, it's very important for us to know who we are, especially with the societal standards that we've got today. What do we say to the young girl who is confused?
I say operate in the realm of purpose. I say that everything that you need or ought to be is already inside of you. The first step is to always silence the noise, you know, silence society and look within you. There's a very beautiful sermon that I watched a couple of days ago where this a man said, all the dreams that you had growing up and all the things, those are the things that you should be pursuing. Things that ignite you, you know, things that that evoke change in you. I always say, in terms of my work, I don't necessarily put out something that does not transform me first, that doesn't touch me first.
Yes.
It has absolutely nothing to do with the audience. And in any other space as well, it's got nothing to do with the world, but everything within, like with
you, with what's inside. Mm. Love that. I love you.
You're so wonderful.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah. Tell us about the poem that you're going to be reading today.
All right. This is very interesting because I am one person who loves to orchestrate orchestras. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is I love to build intensity when it comes to my work. The compass that normally helps me to write is not one of comfort, because the world doesn't owe us any calm.
Yeah.
So with this piece, I decided to tackle love. And romantic love at that.
On Valentine's Day?
Lalela. You know? So it has no title. I think most of my work doesn't have titles. But
love
I think
that.
This is the closest expression of love that I have romantically.
Yeah. So this is a personal?
This is personal.
Okay.
It is very personal.
Take it away.
Right. Mina. Ndzi loyi ungata rilela ka yena loyi ungata mudzela tinkinga ta wehe ta misava ndzi ku chavelela hintiso. I am not the table, nor the girl that will go 50-50 with you, but I am the girl that will love you, who will hug you so tight that all the dismantled pieces lingering in your chest will find their way back together again with every word that I utter. I intend to crawl under your skin and call it home. You will be me and I will be you. I love you. Oh, tatwanga kumbilu ya wena a isinatama yitoveka. Loko nzi vula vula uta dzukunza nhloko. But most importantly, I will pray for you. Prepare for you like Esther and you, Emmanuel, a constant reminder that God is with us. We'll have a daughter. And will name her Faith, because she will move mountains. I am far more worthy than jewels. And oh, my dear Lord, you will never grow hungry, for my submission is a tree.
Mm.
A tree that bears good fruit. I will love you like a warrior tending to his brother's wounds. Not out of duty, but out of knowing that the fight is not over until we heal together. I will press my lips to your scars like prayers spoken only between brothers at war. This is my promise to you. I will love you as a warrior loves the man beside him. Never questioning, always honoring.
Mm.
Woohoo!
Nkateko! Why don't we have that? Oh, my word. I want us to talk about it, but we don't have enough time. Mm. But, you know, the beginning for me really stood out, and the whole thing, really. Mm. You are so talented. And I hope there is a girl that was listening now and heard this poem.
I hope so, too. I hope there is someone on the other end that is challenging themselves to feel, challenging themselves to write.
Mm-hmm.
Many writers, we write from a place of pain, a place of bleeding.
Yeah.
And I hope we can tackle more touchy subjects like love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that a difficult thing to write about?
It is. It's very, very difficult, because I've got other topics and other things that I want to explore.
Yeah.
And it is, especially when you're a woman,
mm.
I think it's different when you want to say something other than I love you and all the mushy things, you know, without being seen as a creation rebel,
mm-hmm.
without being seen as someone that wants to step out of conformity, when in fact this is me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Nkateko, thank you so much for coming onto the show. Wishing you all the very best. Where can we find your work?
So you can find my work on Instagram at NkadamGood, NkadamGood. TikTok, same handle. And also, if anyone's out there that would like a poem of sort, a rendition, for their loved ones.
Oh, or lovely. Events, I love that.
To book, you can contact me on 082-229-8612.
Can't believe I didn't ask you what NkadamGood means.
So this is amazing. I used to do a lot of slams when I used to be competing in poetry. And a friend of mine said, that was damn good. No, that was damn good.
See? I love it.
See?
I love it. And it works.
It does.
It works.
It does. It works for my intro too.
Well, goddamn good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming.
Awesome.
Look at you, man.
Thank you.
I'm very excited to see where you're going to be in the next 5-10 years.
I'm excited too. I think taking it full on and taking this craft very seriously and pursuing it, I think it's going to be an interesting journey.
Right?
Yeah.
It's
and
very
as
exciting.
I say my goodbyes, hi, my name is Nkateko. I'm an artist, and on some days I am the art, depending on who you ask and the day of the week.
Okay! It's Rise of Fame. You look at me like I ain't lost enough bits. I bet on you. I bet on you and actually.